You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
What's going on line four? Is this the drummer from the Spin Doctors?
That's what he told me.
How do we know?
It's a very good point.
All right, put him up. Who's this?
This is Aaron Comas.
Aaron!
How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier, Ben Stivers. He said he heard you on the Michael Kay show saying something about a fight we had years ago on a subway or something.
No. Well, here's what happened. Is this really you?
Yeah, it's me, Aaron Comas.
Okay, all right. So here's what happened, Aaron. The year I just looked it back up, too, while earlier tonight. It was 1990. You guys were a huge college band at the time. Okay? Yeah. And it was in Geneva, New York, at a bar called the Rum Runner. And I walked in, and I didn't know you guys. I didn't know the band or anything like that. And I walked in, and a guy who I believed to have been you, because I later saw your, I didn't know who it was specifically until I saw the video of you guys, and I'm like, that's him, grabbed my beer off of the counter and said, I'm with the band, and like gave me a shove, and then I turned and punched back, and then there were 10 people in between us. Does any of this ring a bell?
Doesn't ring a bell at all. I mean, the Rum Runner definitely rings a bell. That sounds part of my distant memory,
right?
but getting hit or grabbing a beer,
but we didn't really like my punch. It was not like it knocked anybody back. You know, it was not a great punch. It kind of got part of your shoulder, and I'm not a jerk. You know, I'm not a guy that would do that. I was just taken aback. And am I correct to say that you're about 5'8", 5'9"?
No, more like 6'1".
6'1".
Long hair. Yeah,
I know you had the long hair, and at the time you just kind of had a frame of a beard.
Right. That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm remembering the 5'8", 5'9" wrong.
It's not. Yeah. No. It's definitely not like me to grab somebody's beer. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, this is what threw me off completely. And then somebody told me later that it was a member of the band. And then I went and watched a video later on when it came on MTV. And it was either for Two Princes or Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. And I'm like, that's a guy.
Jesus, well, listen, I will tell you this. I don't have any recollection of that. That doesn't sound like me at all. I mean, I'm perfectly capable of ordering my own beer, you know?
Yeah, I was completely thrown off by it. And it was not 10 seconds long of an interaction.
Yeah,
not 10 seconds, because like there were just people in between us. And if it was you, I mean, I swear to God, I think it's you. I wouldn't just throw something out there on the radio for the hell of it.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you sure it wasn't somebody else who grabbed the beer and I was there, or, you know, maybe it was.
Well, it was definitely you that said it to me. Because I did not, because I was shoved and I didn't see the wrong person. Well, is it possible that you had a couple already and that maybe it happened?
Nah, it's not like that. I'm not a big drinker. I've never been a big drinker. Back in those days, I mean, if anything, I might have had a joint, not a beer. <You know>?
This was, and I looked up the date. It was November 6th, 1990. Because you can go on set lists and see where you guys were, and you were making the college circuit at that point.
And we were playing Rum Runners, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how many times you played there over the years. I was trying to look. But it was definitely, because I was a freshman. I remember that. And it was the fall of 1990.
How about that? Yeah, those were good times, man. We were all up and down the East Coast and stuff around then, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are still playing gigs now, right?
Yeah, we're going to Vermont. I'm driving up to Vermont tomorrow. We're playing the 4th of July up in Stratton, Vermont.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Well,
all
I mean, you know,
all
listen.
Members also, you know,
No, listen, I still love the music. I have it on my playlist, that's for sure. I've got that, Jimmy Olsen's Blues, and Two Princes all on my playlist.
There you go. Still sound good, huh?
No question. But listen, if it wasn't you, I apologize for casting this accusation upon you, because I definitely saw the video maybe When would the video have come out for one of those two? Like, because you guys were just about, you hadn't quite hit it yet.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong came out first, but that wasn't until like 1992, because it, you know, we were in 1990, we didn't even have the record out yet, but we were playing, we were starting to get out of New York City a lot, especially on the East Coast. So, and that Rum Runners, I can't remember what the place looked like, but that name definitely rings a bell.
Yeah, it was basically what every Rum Runner bar would have ever looked like. It was it was just a building in the middle of a bunch of buildings that looked like a two-story business.
But I gotta say, I stand firmly behind the fact that I did not steal your beer.
You didn't steal my beer.
Didn't steal your beer. I'll tell you what, and if we ever run into each other again, I'll be sure to buy you one. How about that?
No, I mean, listen, the fact that if I wrongly have cast this aspersion upon you, I think I'm the one who owes you the beer, at the very least.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Oh, well, okay, I'll let you buy me a beer then.
I mean, I guess I have to believe you.
Listen, I mean, I got a good memory, and, you know, I'm not a heavy drinker. I'm not one of those guys that would get wasted at a bar and start grabbing people's drinks. So it's just, like, completely not me at all. I mean,
and here was the other thing.
Anybody that knows me would be like, no, that definitely does not sound like him. So.
Okay. Well, here was the other thing. Like, the person, if it wasn't you, the person who did it, like I said, I swore was shorter than me. I'm 6 feet. And I was like 340 at the time. And that's why I would have been shocked, because you were, I shouldn't say you, the person was probably 160 pounds, maybe dripping wet.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, 6'1". And like at that time, I probably weighed, I don't know, 200 or something, you know?
So yeah. Then like, this wasn't you. Then this was another guy who looked exactly like you, which at Hobart and William Smith was entirely possible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how many people had, like, you know, long hair and a tie-dye shirt back then,
Everybody. Were you wearing Birkenstocks? Because that would pretty much wrap up the entire...
No, I definitely no Birkenstocks or patchouli oil ever.
This is amazing. I appreciate you calling in, and it sounds like I owe you an apology, but I...
Listen,
I'll definitely buy you a beer the next time you're playing a gig in New York City.
Yeah, it's an honest mistake. Yeah, come out and say hi at a gig sometime in New York, all right?
I absolutely will. Aaron, thank you.
Take care. Nice talking to you.
You too. Aaron Comas, the drummer of the Spin Doctors. Oh, my God. He's 200 pounds. Like, I just remember seeing that video, like, that's got to be him. That's him. Because he had the long, stringy hair. I will post a picture of what he looks like. And now... Like, I have been up, you know, listen, the only two times I've told this story on the air was with DCR, and maybe I did it in the Carlin Chronicles, and then with Michael about an hour and a half ago. Wow. Well, now I feel bad. Now I feel terrible. If that wasn't him, if he was 6'1 and 200, this definitely was not him. But the long stringy hair and the beard that, you know, it was just kind of a frame of a beard kind of thing. But it absolutely could have been a lot of different people up there, but I swore it was him. I swore it was definitely, they were definitely the band playing, because I was there. And it was during a break, and I didn't get to see him play, and I didn't really know the band at the time, because I wasn't cool, and other people like knew the band, like it was a big deal that they were coming because they were a big college band, but I just remember go, wow, I am so freaking thrown off now. Anthony Pusick, your evaluation of what just transpired?
Fraud.
Fraud? How am I a fraud?
Well, clearly, there's some misremembering here from somebody. Aaron seems to remember it very well.
Well, he doesn't remember. Hang on. You know, he said the name of the bar rang a bell.
If Dave Rothenberg heard this, say he goes on vacation again,
right,
and you're hosting DCR...
Right.
Now, Dave wouldn't be there, of course. But if he did, that would be him. He would probably have called you a fraud, correct?
No, there's no question he would have. Right. But I mean, are we using Dave idea. Rothenberg now as our bar for what is all right and good in the world?
May not be the best idea.
No. Listen, if it truly was not Aaron, and if he's 6'1 and 200 pounds at that time, it was not him. But I swear to God, this was his mini-me then. Because when I saw the picture earlier tonight online, I'm like, yeah, that, from what I remember, that looks like him. I don't even think I pregame that night, so it's not like I had a couple in me. But the fact that he would much rather likely to have had a joint and was more of a laid back guy. Well, now I don't know what to feel.
You do have an out, too, because didn't you say somebody said, oh, that was the drummer?
No, nobody said that. No. Because, no, what the person said was, that's my beer because I'm with the band. Could it have been somebody else who was with the band?
I think Aaron has to talk to the band.
Or a roadie or something like that, or somebody who's... It wasn't anybody else who was in the band. I know that. I know what everybody else in the band looked like. And it was definitely nobody else in the band, if it wasn't Aaron.
Look how far-reaching this show goes.
I swear to God. You know? That's amazing. How did you prove that that was him? Did you? Or did you just say, all right, hang on.
Well, he called up and he goes, yeah, this is Aaron Comas with the Spin Docs. I'm like, no, it's not. Said, no, yeah, it is. I heard Chris talking about me on the K Show. Somebody said it. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I got into a fight with him at a train station. I said, okay.
No, it wasn't a train station.
I mean, well, that part was wrong, obviously. But I was like, well, I think Chris wants to hear this.
He does. And he did.
And he did.
Yeah. Well, I clearly owe him a beer. I mean, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Obvious. But yeah, listen, there was no mistaking what it was, and I said it was 91. It was definitely not 91, because in 91 I let's just say I took a year off from school after my freshman year. So this was, and I went back and looked online. I typed in set list Spin Doctors, and the date came up as November 6th, 1990. So now, if that was really Aaron Comas and I've been living, and I believe that it was, but maybe I am a fraud. Maybe I have been living a lie. I mean, this isn't like George Costanza where I'm living like 10 lies. Jacob, your thoughts on this thing. I mean, where could this have turned wrong for me? I mean, this is a story from literally 30 years ago now.
I mean, somewhere between the joint consumption and the alcohol consumption, no, everything's a blur after that. That's why I think it could have went wrong for you that one night.
Yeah, but I did not have I did not smoke very much at all, like in my entire life, really. And my freshman year, I certainly had not done it as of yet. Like, I can count on one hand the number of times I ever did. Two hands. But in college, one hand. But the point being, like, I definitely was not drunk or messed up or altered in any way when that happened. Because I had just gotten there. And it was like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I mean, is it somebody else, do you think? What do you think?
There's a good chance it could be somebody else.
That looked exactly, I'm not joking when I tell you that at Hobart and William Smith Colleges, which was, I'm not going to lie, it was a rich kid, underachiever college. That's absolutely what it was at the time. Not underachiever like, you know, 1.4 GPA or something like that, but clearly a college where if you had some money, you were probably going to get in. At least that's my evaluation of it. But I did like it there a lot, and I found what I love to do there. I keep rattling off here and rambling because I'm completely thrown off that it wasn't the drummer for the Spin Doctors. It just kills my story. I didn't even think it really was that good of a story. And then Don's like, oh my God, I love it. And then, listen, I... Part of me feels bad, and part of me like feels like I'm living a lie. How should I feel about this, guys?
It's a lot to process.
It really is.
It's a lot. We're
dealing
with a
lot. And I still got 2.5 hours of radio to do.
That's right, you do.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.